They were victimized in Buffalo and Uvalde. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. People about to speak out at a hearing in Congress this hour into gun violence.
That includes testimony from Zanetta Everhart, whose 21-year-old son Zaire Goodman is still recovering from being shot in the neck during last month's mass shooting at a Buffalo, New York supermarket that left 10 black people dead. Felix and Kimberly Rubio are also set to testify. Their daughter Lexi was killed in the mass shooting at Robb Elementary last month, just hours after she had received the Good Citizenship Award in a year-end program. And Mia Sorello, a fourth grader who survived the Uvalde shooting, is also expected to speak before the committee.
Fox's Tony J. Powers. Now, that 11-year-old girl smeared herself with a friend's blood and played dead in the classroom where 19 other students and two teachers were murdered. Also at the House this hour, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen will be asked about surging inflation. As gas prices rise more than 3 cents today to a new record high, AAA's national average for regular now $4.95 a gallon. People in San Francisco have voted District Attorney Chase Aboudin out of office. Critics blamed his progressive policies for rising crime, but Boudin says he was really ousted by
the right-wing billionaires. Outspent us 3-1. They exploited an environment in which people are appropriately upset.
President Biden will soon leave for Los Angeles for a summit of the Americas, joining other leaders from south of the border. Fox's Mark Meredith is at the White House.
On Friday, leaders are expected to speak at length about migration and what's causing thousands of people to leave their homes and seek refuge in countries like the United States. And while this will be talked about, critics say the real issue rests with shoring up security here at home.
Enforce the law. Do what we were doing the day before you took office.
That's Republican Senator John Kennedy. There's a new caravan of thousands of migrants that started this week, a long trek through Mexico to the U.S. President Biden will later this month go to Germany to attend a Group of Seven Nations summit. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
It's a mixed bag on Wall Street in the early trading so far this morning. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Yeah, Dave, stocks have pared back their losses from the open with the Dow down about 100 points right now, S&P off by 10, and the NASDAQ doing an about-face. It's in the green now about 26 points. Investors are leery of signs of a slowing economy and, of course, inflation. We're seeing pressure on many economy-opening stocks like hotels, Disney's, Cruise Line. People are also buying Tesla, Etsy, and Moderna, which says its COVID vaccine targeting Omicron produces a stronger immune response than its original vaccine in a new study. Dave?
Now, Lillian, the price of oil has been up about $120 a barrel now this morning, a half-dollar gain. We already mentioned regular gas at a record high. Diesel also all-time high, almost $5.72 per gallon. Some former Olympic gymnasts have a new competition in court. They're taking on the FBI for how it handled the sexual abuse case against convicted sports doctor Larry Nassar.
There's no dispute that FBI agents in 2015 knew that Larry Nassar was accused of molesting gymnasts, but they failed to act, leaving him free to continue to target young women and girls for more than a year. And now gold medalists Simone Biles, Allie Raisman, and Michaela Maroney, and about 90 other claimants are suing the FBI, accusing the agency of failing them.
On no planet is what happened in this case acceptable.
FBI Director Chris Wray, during a Senate hearing last year, Larry Nassar, now imprisoned for the rest of his life. Both Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics have also settled with hundreds of victims. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In hockey's playoffs, two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay beat the New York Rangers in Game 4, 4-1 to tie that series. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.